The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My sheep hear my voice, Christ says in the Gospel today. One question that comes to mind with this, though, is what are we doing in order to know the voice of Christ? The world around us clamors for our attention. Social media, YouTube, television, mainstream media, 24/7 news feeds, millions of books at our fingertips. The world uses its voice to shout at us at the top of its lungs every moment of the day. So what are we doing in order to improve our ability to discern and hear the voice of Christ clearly? My brothers and sisters, there's only one tried and true method, and it's simple. And we've been doing it pretty much for millennia. And that's reading sacred scripture. Because the more we immerse ourselves in the Word of God, the more we come to know the way that Christ speaks. We come to know the richness and depth of His voice. We come to know the calm or the action it produces in our souls. We come to know of the softness and clarity with which He speaks to His own. "My sheep hear my voice," Christ says. "I know them, and they follow me."